Delling Pole, Bojo Trolls Britain with Fuck You Honours List. By James Delling Pole on January 1, 2022. Arise, Sir Tony Blair, Knight Companion of the Order of the Garter. They're taking the piss, aren't they? A few years ago, the notoriously crooked Prime Minister Harold Wilson produced what was infamously known as the Lavender List of thoroughly undeserved gongs for outrageous cronies. But Prime Minister Boris Johnson has gone one better and trolled the nation with what history will surely remember forevermore as the Fuck You Honours List. A gong for Rockefeller stooge and climate con promoter Sir Paul Nurse. A gong for Dark Arise than the Pits of Hell pandemic King Chris Whitty. A gong for Slippery Big Pharma creature Patrick Vallance. A gong for Egregious Jab Pusher Jonathan Van Tam. A gong for the heroically useless, promoted way above her station chief of the UK Health Security Agency, whatever that is, something evil, that's for sure, Jenny Harries. Gongs for Big Pharma Black Hats Rod McKenzie and Sean Merritt. Etc. All that's missing from this pile of ordure, so far as I can see, is a posthumous knighthood to Fred West for services to the garden patio industry, a posthumous dukedom for Jimmy Savile, and a posthumous Emperor of India to Captain Tom. Then again, none of those could possibly compete with the outrageous raised middle digit to the people of Britain that is Tony Blair's knighthood. From the needless Iraq war to the dismantling and corruption of Britain's institutions, from mass immigration to the entrenchment of the deep state, from the sabotaging of Brexit to the promotion of the Great Reset, there is no living person who has done more to destroy Britain and destroy it utterly than this creepy, goat-eyed servant of Satan. To add insult to injury, Blair's award doesn't actually come from the Prime Minister but is in the personal gift of the Queen. Maybe she was pushed into it. Maybe she was ill-advised. But imagine that as one of your final acts at the end of your long reign, bestowing one of your highest possible honors on the worst living Englishman. Our ruling elites hold us in nothing but contempt and they no longer care that we know it. I think that this is a good thing. They have overreached. Now let us repay their contempt in spades.